which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
So do you want to make this an airing of grievances and just keep going, or what do you want to do? Because we got off on a whole Seinfeld thing, and yeah. We got off on a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to do an airing of grievances, and I need to share my story of the biker guy that I wanted to punch in the dick real hard. Even though he might have only had one ball, I just wanted to punch him in the dick.
I mean, realistically, I feel like I think our airing of grievances is probably a whole episode.
I feel like it is. Do you want to save that for next time then?
Yeah, because I got a list that I made.
Dude, I am up to number 13 on my people that I don't like.
I made at least like 9 or 10. So, yeah, I feel like we could really dive into that.
So actually, I'm going to add a 14th one to my list. I'm going to pen it right now. I'm just going to add it here to my list of people who piss me off. I'm going to say.
Bike people.
Assholes. I'm going to say specifically here, I'm going to say pedal bikes.
People on bikes who think they're as equal as cars.
People on pedal bikes who think they are equal to cars.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then I'm going to amend it here, and I'm going to say, but not Lance Armstrong. And then I'm going to say dot, dot, dot. And then I'm going to add a number 15 to this list here. I'm going to say Lance Armstrong, because he is a lying sack of shit.
Yeah, but at least he was fast.
Also, he dumped his wife for Sheryl Crow.
Yep.
Who was just okay at that point.
Yeah.
Then he dumped her WTF.
Nice.
There. All right, now I'm up to 15. So 14 and 15 we've already shared on my list of people who annoy me.
Awesome.
I got a 16th one that I'm gonna mention here. Donald Trump for running for president. Fuck that guy.
See, we have to have a discussion about that. I disagree with you. But here's the thing. That's a story for another day.
Here's the thing. I think Donald Trump would be a decent financial advisor to the government, but I don't think he would be good in terms of relations with the rest of the world.
Just as a I'm not saying I want him to be president. I'm saying I do like that he's running for president. Because I'm looking at this as entertainment.
Oh, no. I do enjoy it for that reason, too. Don't get me wrong. I do. But he's really just doing it to get his name back out there.
Yeah. I mean,
because here's the thing. He knows. He has to know that he's not going to win.
I mean, Dude, the entire process by which we elect presidents is fucking retarded and fraudulent as it is. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm just glad that there's going to be some entertainment involved.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm looking forward to seeing at least a couple, maybe, debates, even if they're just within the Republican Party
of him. I am so looking forward to the Republican debate now.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Jeb Bush and him? It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait for that.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I think it's great. I'm so glad that he joined. I'm on it just for pure entertainment.
But I think he would be a terrible president.
No, I mean,
what annoys me is I know he's not doing it thinking I'm really going to be president. I could really be president. He's really just doing it as a PR stunt.
Yeah, sure.
He has the money to spend. It's basically,
why not?
Just like, I might as well do this. And then when the next season of Celebrity Apprentice airs, I can say that I ran for president.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, why do a lot of these people do it? I mean, most of the people know they don't have a chance. I mean,
I think some of them delusionally think that they have a chance.
Some of them are delusional, but some of them legitimately know they have zero chance and they just do it anyways.
I think, so here's the thing. I think, where are we at? Okay. Let's do this real quick here. Let's close out this rule with the, we've covered a lot of territory in this episode. Covered, Seinfeld, people who piss us off. Just mainly just the bike guy that pissed me off. What is it? 2016 presidential candidates. Let's see. I'm assuming there's got to be a list somewhere of just the candidates. Let's run through here and see. Are these the officially announced people? Joe Biden didn't officially announce, did he?
I don't think so.
Because that list had him listed here.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm going to go with Wikipedia. Believe it or not, that's a very trusted source here. Democratic Party declared. Candidates featured in major polls. Lincoln Chafee?
Chafee.
Rhode Island. Nobody knows who he is, so I don't know why he would.
Yeah.
You know, Hillary Clinton, she might think she actually has a chance.
Yeah.
She probably thinks she, Martin O'Malley.
I don't know.
Mayor of Baltimore. Governor of Maryland, Mayor of Baltimore. I can't see him thinking that he has a chance. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders might think that he has a chance. I feel like he legitimately thinks he has a chance. Let's see, other candidates, Jeff Boss. Fucking Jeff Boss. We talked about him a couple years ago.
Oh yeah, we did.
Fucking Jeff Boss. I wonder if Jeff Boss would come on the show. Well, let's try to reach out to him again. Robbie Wells, Reform Party, Constitution Party. He probably can't think he has a chance. Willie Wilson probably doesn't think he has a chance.
No one named Willie Wilson's going to become president.
Publicly expressed interest is Joe Biden. Other presidential candidate, Al Gore. Al Gore is not running again.
No.
He's done. Republican Party. Candidates featured in major polls. This is way more than the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's like
it's
fucking full.
It's like fucking Thunderdome in here. Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, yep. I feel like he probably thinks he has a chance.
I bet he thinks he does.
Ben Carson, he doesn't think he has a chance.
Probably
not.
Or
he's delusional. He doesn't have a chance. Because I don't know who the fuck he is.
I know a little bit about him. Not much. He's a doctor. He's black.
Yeah. Let's see. Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz thinks he has a chance.
Definitely.
Carly Fiorina thinks she has a chance.
Oh, the old HP president.
Or yeah, CEO. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Lindsey Graham. I don't know who she is.
She was a senator.
Isn't that the chick from Gilmore Girls?
No.
I mean, I'm sure it's not. What's the chick from Gilmore Girls' name, though? Lauren Graham. I would vote for Lauren Graham to be president.
Yeah, probably over Lindsey Graham, yeah.
If only something to have, something to jerk off to.
Right.
Anyway, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee probably feels like he has a chance.
Yeah.
I clicked on the wrong thing. George Pataki?
Pataki.
George Pataki.
Former governor of New York.
Oh, that's right. That's where I know the name from. Yeah, he thinks he has a chance, but he's delusional.
Yeah, he does.
Rand Paul seriously thinks he has a chance.
I don't know that he does think he has a chance, but I think he's doing it out of principle.
Now, do you think Rand Paul, because he ran last time, didn't he?
No, he did not. His father did. Ron Paul.
Oh, Ron Paul, okay. Now, do you think he's setting himself up for another run? Like, he's running now to get his name out there, and then he's going to run again another 4 years?
He might be, just to get people more familiar with him.
He's pretty young, isn't he? He's probably what?
Yeah, he's in his 40s? Maybe mid-40s.
Oh, 52.
Oh, is he?
A little bit later than I thought.
But that's still not old for a present. But
he's probably trying to get his name out there, separating himself from his father and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like the Pauls, but yeah, I mean, he's a little too out there for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think he thinks that he really has a chance, but, you know, I don't think he's delusional either. I think he's kind of doing it because he thinks he should or something.
I think he's doing it to set himself up for a future one.
Yeah, that would probably be
his. Because, I mean, like, Mike Huckabee is at the point where he's probably in his last run.
Chance. Yeah.
This, and maybe he has one more. Ted Cruz probably has a couple left in him.
Yeah, he's not that old.
He's probably in his 50s, too.
He's probably like 50 or so, yeah.
He is... It doesn't sound. Oh, he's 44.
Okay, so he's still
looks
pretty young.
Older. He looks older.
I think it depends. He's kind of like depends on the picture. I feel like sometimes I look at him and I'm like, he looks pretty young, and other times I'm like, eh, I don't know.
I feel like he has that early male pattern baldness thing going on.
Yeah, he's got thick dark hair though, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. So, where were we at? Rand Paul, he probably doesn't think he has a chance, but he's probably not delusional, and he's probably doing it for a future gain.
Yeah. I don't think he's stupid, and I don't think he's delusional. He's just kind of doing it.
Rick Perry. Where are we at with Rick Perry?
I think
he's delusional. I'm going to say delusional.
Because
he's tried a couple times, right?
This is his second time, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I thought it was his third person.
No, I think it's just his second. I would say he's probably delusional.
You're gonna say delusional?
Yeah. Now he is or was governor of Texas, and that is one of like the considered to be like one of the prerequisites to being president. It's like governor of California, governor of Texas, governor of New York, or vice president.
I thought it was something to do with Ohio, actually, was the most...
Ohio?
I feel like most presidents come from Ohio.
I don't think that's true.
Hang on. Presidents from Ohio.
I mean, I'm sure there's a couple. No, I think nowadays, with the way... the size of the populations and everything, I think I think those are the three big states, and I think those are kind of like the.
All right, hang on. 8 U.S. presidents came from Ohio. 8.
Okay.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah. All right. He was president for a month.
Doesn't,
he's the one that got pneumonia at his inauguration.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He was still from Ohio. Ulysses S. Grant.
Drunk.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
No one cares.
James A. Garfield.
No one cares.
Benjamin Harrison.
No one cares.
William McKinley.
He had a mountain named after him.
William Howard Taft.
He got stuck in a bathtub.
Warren G. Hardy.
No one cares. You're naming, like, literally the bottom of the barrel.
I'm just saying, I feel like, what's the state? Dear Google, what is the state?
Virginia has had the most presidents, if that's what you're asking.
What, is that it? Then yes. Why did you not list it in the,
Because nowadays, that's not the case. I'm saying that being governor of either New York, Texas, or California is kind of one of the, like, okay, if you're governor of one of these states, that you're on the fast track to being president. That or being vice president.
Because
you're going to look, right, you're going to see that Virginia had the most, but most of them are going to be a long time ago, even if they were important dudes.
Actually... Okay, here's the breakdown. Presidents by state of primary affiliation. New York had 6. Martin Van Buren from the Van Buren Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Millard Fillmore, Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt. Ohio with another 6. Said 8, but I guess that we're going by primary affiliation here. Virginia had 5 with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, and John Tyler.
Okay.
Massachusetts had 4, California had 3. So let's see. So who's John Tyler? Why do I not remember John Tyler?
I think he was probably one of those ones after Lincoln, but before Teddy Roosevelt.
Preceded by William Henry Harrison, succeeded by James Polk. That explains why I don't know who the fuck he is.
There's that whole span from the mid-1800s to, like, the early 19, like, so, before, you know, just no one really remembers.
So New York, the newest ones, Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt. Those are 2 big ones. Ohio didn't really have anybody. Virginia didn't really have anybody. Massachusetts, the latest one is JFK. So what states did you say? New York, California.
And Texas.
Okay, so California had Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. I can see that. See where Texas is. Okay, Texas I can see too, but it only had Lyndon B. Johnson, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush.
And... so how far are you going back? Eisenhower is from Texas, too.
Eisenhower, it associates with Kansas.
Wow.
In this list. I think because of, I guess he served as a Kansas. I don't think it's going by birth. I think it's going by where they served.
I mean, he was from Texas, but okay.
Let's see. But Eisenhower is also associated with Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, he was from here and grew up actually like in Gettysburg. So I'm trying to quickly skim and see why they associate with him in Kansas. It's actually East Sanford. Let's see, the first settling in York, Pennsylvania. No, the Eisenhower family migrated from Carlsbad, Germany to North America, first settling in York, Pennsylvania. Did you say he was from Texas, though?
Yeah, wasn't he from, like, Abilene, Texas or something? Look him up.
Let's see. David, he was from Kansas. The Eisenhowers then lived in Texas from 1889 to 1892 and later returned to Kansas with $24 to the name. So he's born in Denison, Texas, the third of seven boys. His mother was originally named blah, blah, blah. And then so he was born in 1890. And then in 1892, the family moved to Abilene, Kansas.
Oh, Abilene, Kansas. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He was born in Denison, Texas, and then they moved to Abilene, Kansas, which Eisenhower considered as his hometown.
Okay. All right.
So he is considered more of a Kansian. I don't know what you call somebody from Kansas.
Kansanite?
Kansanite's good. Kansian?
I don't know. I just said that.
Kansasian?
I don't know.
No, that's a stretch. So anyway, what we're saying is, I feel like most of the people are just delusional about their likelihood of winning, is what we were saying, I think. Is that what we're going for? Yeah. Do we finish the list? Rand Paul, Rick Perry, I think we talked about. Marco Rubio, I feel like he thinks that he legitimately has a chance, because I think he might. Of at least getting the Republican nomination.
I think he's, I would say there's a chance he could get the nomination. So, I mean, here's the thing. If you think that you could win president, right?
Hey, well, hang on. Let's, because I feel like you're going for a broader thing here. Let's finish that real quick. Rick Santorum, I feel like he's delusional.
Delusional.
And then Donald Trump, delusional.
I don't know if Donald Trump's delusional or if he's just doing it.
Just doing it to do it?
Yeah. Because, like you said, it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't necessarily think Trump's delusional. Because I think he's a pretty smart dude. I think he's just.
One name pops out on this list of people, like, exploring or who have expressed interest. Chris Christie.
Yeah.
If he ran, would he be delusional? I don't think he would.
No. I don't think he'd be delusional. I think that he would have a legitimate shot. I am not a Chris Christie fan.
I think he would know that he would have very narrow odds. But I
still think that there would be a chance that he could get the nomination.
Yeah.
And what I was just going to say was that we talk about these guys and we say, are they delusional or not? And we say, are they delusional to the point where they think that they could actually be president? If they are able to get the nomination, then that is the equivalency of them kind of being right, that they were close enough. I mean, if you are one of the final two candidates, that's close enough to say you weren't totally off.
Because no matter how many other nominations there are from other parties, really, truly, it comes down to
the two, right? Exactly.
If you win the nomination, if you think you have a decent chance of winning the nomination, then you're like, well, I have a 50-50 chance,
right? So, I mean, like Mitt Romney, was he a good candidate? Probably not. But was he delusional? No, he certainly wasn't.
No,
he got the nomination.
He thinks he could win the nomination. I think Jeb Bush thinks that he can win the nomination. I think if he changed his last name, he would probably have a better chance. Here's the thing. I think if Jeb Bush changed his last name, he would have a worse chance at winning the nomination, but he would have a
better chance of being president.
Of being president.
Yeah, you might.
Because
be right.
I there's no way that there's a select number of independents / Democrats that would see him and go, I'm not voting for another Bush. Even though Bush 1 wasn't bad. But
no,
after
Bush 1
after Bush 2, they would go, I'm not voting for another Bush.
Right.
But they might look at his name. Republicans would look at his name and go, I would go for another Bush.
Some would.
Some would. Right. I think there are a number of ones that would go, I would go for somebody else. And they would want somebody somewhat noteworthy. So this is where, Carson and Fiorina
and
Pataki and
yeah, Cruz, Cruz will get a lot of support.
I think Cruz will get a lot of support. Huckabee will get support. Paul would get support. Rubio would get support. Rickson Santorum would get some, but he's too extreme for even some of them.
But he's too like crazy extreme.
Yeah. I don't think many people would vote for Trump to get the nomination because they'd be like, but he's the guy from The Apprentice. Like, he's that guy. Like, do we want the guy from The Apprentice who has a catchphrase, you fired, to be president? Like, because every time he holds a press conference and he has to let somebody go from some position in the government, he's going to figure out a way to fit it in. It's going to be like, it is with a heavy heart that I have to accept the resignation
of the press secretary.
Of the press secretary and also the head of the CIA after a slight fiasco.
Another one.
Pakistan, they did not sell enough chalupas there, as was my requirement for their position this week. I don't know how to run a government, I know how to run a business, but unfortunately, they're fired. And the headlines are like, Trump, President Trump breaks out new tagline, they're fired.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
I am not in any sense endorsing Donald Trump as president. However, I bet a lot of people in 1980 were thinking, or the year before that, we're saying the same thing about Ronald Reagan and saying, can we really have this guy be president? You know, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Ronald Reagan, and I'm not saying that he should be president, but I'm saying it's a similar situation where their public persona is widely known. And you're like, really? This guy's gonna be, he's gonna run for president?
Eh? Well, okay, so here's the thing. I think there's a distinction though. So, for people that run for reality TV, like, he's known for his businesses, but then he's also known for casinos and reality TV.
Right.
So if it was the same, so like, let's try and find an analog for, like, as an actor. Like, say Brad Pitt were to run for an office.
Okay.
Cause we could say go with Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I feel like obviously that's not gonna work.
Right.
Besides the legal aspects, I feel like people just wouldn't vote for him. But like, let's go with somebody like Brad Pitt. Or, George Clooney.
Okay.
They would stand a better chance because they seem less ridiculous because they do actual, like, movies and TV and film and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas Donald Trump has a reality game show called The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice.
Right, but also at the same time, the world's and this country and people's mindset have evolved since, you know, in the last 20, 25 years. That line is a little bit blurred.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm not saying that it's the same thing. I'm just saying it's probably a lot of people were thinking a similar thing when Ronald Reagan ran for president.
But I don't think that anybody that's watching The Apprentice would vote for him.
I don't know about that, but I mean, I get your point.
So I think the people that, like, okay, so let's take another example, from reality TV. Mark Cuban. Similar story to Donald Trump. Okay. Except his family wasn't born rich. Or he wasn't born into wealth.
Right.
But Mark Cuban, he's on a reality show. Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I feel like the people watching Shark Tank would see him on that show and be like, I would be okay with him being president.
Okay.
More so than watching Donald Trump on The Apprentice. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, but at the same time, we're making assumptions about how other people feel about public figures.
Well, yeah.
So I know,
and I'm basing this assumption on how they are portrayed.
I understand why you feel like that, and I am not saying that my feeling is any different.
Yeah,
I'm purely saying that it's a little subjective, and I bet there's a lot of people who are like right on board with it. Like, I actually know of at least one person who's right on board with Donald Trump being president. And I spoke really? With them today. Yeah.
Do I know this person?
You do not, no.
Okay. But, I was gonna be like, who the fuck do I know that's totally on board with Donald Trump?
No, you don't know. But
now do they think Donald Trump will be good on foreign relations?
I didn't really get into it. I think mostly they're thinking about finance.
And I think he would be good financially.
Yeah.
I think he financially would be a benefit to the country.
Right.
It's all the other stuff that would be my concern. And I think we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the show. The last election. Which is crazy that we've actually kind of covered two elections on the show at this point. Because I think this would be 3 years now. And we're gearing up for the next one.
Yeah. I mean, it's still another year off, but yeah. No, I know what you mean. It's impressive.
Yeah, well, yeah. For us, it's very impressive that we stuck with something this long. We'll do a whole celebration episode at some point. But the, because actually I'm thinking that the time was right around now that we would hit exactly 3 years. I think the first episode was somewhere around end of June, beginning of July.
Yes, that sounds just about right.
But I think the last election, part of the reason I didn't like Romney was because whenever he was interviewed about things, he seemed really eager to get into another war. Just all of the way he phrased things in his answers, he seemed like he was really willing to get into another war. And to get into another combat scenario, whereas I wanted someone that would focus a little bit more on things here, I don't know if I was wrong in that thinking, or if I was right in that thinking. I know that we haven't necessarily fought another country since that happened.
Not in the traditional sense.
Not in the traditional sense. Not in the way of evading Iraq, traditional sense. But you know, that was one of my concerns about him that I had.
Right.
The way he answered things, I made him think that he really just wanted to go in and just attack another country.
Now, not that I'm no big Romney apologist or anything or supporter.
Yeah.
He was right about Russia.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
He was he was on point with them. But I know what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is that it's all about how it's kind of perceived. And I feel like, and I haven't heard Trump's announcement speech or anything, but I feel like Trump's one thing would be like, well, I'm gonna make the finances better. But I would look at him and be like, well, what are you going to do on, like, foreign policy and things? And those are the questions that I would pay the most attention to. Because I feel like he could financially be a benefit. More so than some of the other people out there.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, you know. It is what it is.
Well, but, I mean, regardless, it's I just think it's pure entertainment.
Oh, and, he's gonna be so good in the debates. I am literally going to watch the Republican debates just for him.
Yeah. No, I mean,
like, I'm paying special attention to them just to hear the sound bites that he says.
The amount of material that this man is going to give us is worth the whole thing. It's worth the price of admission.
Oh yeah, no, no, no. I honestly doubt that he will win, but I am looking forward to being entertained by him.
No, absolutely. I mean, I put his chances at winning or even getting the nomination at pretty damn low. However,
because here's the thing too. He is worth so much money that there is a group of people that will be like, fuck that guy. They are number probably three on their list, where they're like, fuck that guy, he's already worth a bajillion dollars. I don't wanna, you know.
These are also the same people that are kidding themselves into thinking the other politicians aren't.
Well, okay, let's put it this way, though. Trump is definitely worth more than the other ones.
I understand that, but it gets to a point where you're kind of splitting hairs, and you're like, oh, well, this person's rich, this guy's really rich.
Yeah, this one has 1,000% of my wealth. This other person has 2,000% of my wealth. Which is worse?
I mean, yeah, all I'm saying is, you're like, oh, well, you know, Obama isn't Trump rich. Now, obviously, I know Obama's not running, but Obama isn't Trump rich. Yeah, well, he ain't exactly busting his ass down at the factory either. You know, it's like, yeah. don't fucking kid yourself, dude.
They have his net worth at $4 billion.
Nice.
So now, whoa. Some sources are saying that he will claim $8.7 billion to $9 billion as his net worth. Because you have to claim your net worth when you're running for president.
Right.
Some are saying that he will claim it at $8.7 billion, but some sources have it as low as $4
billion. I don't support Trump as president. I don't even know, like, in the grand scheme of things, it just doesn't even matter. Like, as compared to these other people.
Well, here's my thing. I feel like when you reach a net worth of $4 billion or $8 billion, you're out of touch with.
They're all out of touch, Keith.
The only people that I would say are worth that much that are not out of touch would potentially be Bill Gates.
Okay.
Because he does a shit ton of charity work.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more in touch than you would think someone worth $79 billion would be.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett.
Yes.
Because Warren Buffett literally made it from nothing, and he seems to have always remembered that.
Yeah. No, alright. So, I mean, you're not wrong in those situations, but...
But I feel like anybody else worth the billions that could potentially run for president are so out of touch.
I mean, seriously. Every single one of the people that you mentioned about 10 minutes ago that were running for president are out of touch. All of them.
Oh, well, that's true.
Every single one. And you know what? Every one of our people, every person that's run for president in the last 20 years or whatever, I don't know, whatever, however far you want to go back, has been out of touch. They all are.
Yeah.
And that it's sad, and I hate to, like, just group everyone in this big, terrible, awful group, but you know it's true.
Yeah.
Like, none of them really understand what it's like to be an average person.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all very rich and they're all very taken care of by whomever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of these, you know, and so that to me, and I understand, like, I was speaking with a girl I work with today, and we were actually watching the Trump announcement while we were eating lunch. And she's like, I don't like Trump. And I was like, why don't you like him? No, you know, just playing devil's advocate. And I was like, why don't you like Donald Trump? And she's like, I don't like anyone that rich. And I was like, why? I was like, so if he was worth $2 billion less, would that be okay? If he had half of his worth, would that be okay? Like what really makes it? Like you're setting an arbitrary level of, oh, he's rich, I don't like him. Like, that doesn't make sense. They're all rich. You're going to vote for someone that's rich and well connected and protected by the media and all this bullshit. Like, don't pretend like there's some fucking Robin Hood out there that's running for president that you're going to vote for, and he's going to sneak up and win the election. Like, that's what people pretended Obama was. Like, he was some like outsider. Like, he was coming in and he's going to save the American political system. You know, he wasn't connected, or he wasn't rich, or, you know, and people, I'm not saying that everyone thought that, but a lot of people pretended that. And it's like, dude, he wouldn't have got to that point if that was the case. Unfortunately, they're all like that. They're all rich. They're all well connected. They're all in someone's pockets, and someone's in their pockets. Like, don't kid yourself into thinking that any of them are on the level, because it's absurd. They're all in the same boat. It doesn't matter the party, what they look like, the name, the race, it doesn't matter. They're all in the same boat.
I'm skimming this list of the 100 richest people in America. And I would say that the top two are probably the people that I think are honestly still most in touch with.
Yeah, Gates and Buffett.
Everybody else I'm looking at, I feel like is out of touch with.
Of course. And how
everything.
Could you be?
Well, and it totally makes sense, but I feel like, you know, especially, it's difficult, you know, it's hard to be rich and still, you know, like Mark Zuckerberg, he's number 9. He was at one point very potentially in touch with things, but then he grew so fucking fast to be 31 and be worth $35 billion.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. So it's one of those things where you're just like, well, it's hard to understand the value of anything, and it's hard to relate to people. So you're right. Everybody that we listed as running is out of touch, pretty much.
I mean,
except maybe Jeff Bezos, but.
I'm
so gonna send him an email.
Please
do. Like 15 minutes with us.
I mean, and here's the thing, I'm not even shitting on these people. Like, if for some crazy reason I had $1 billion, whether I earned it, whether I made an investment, whether someone handed it to me, whatever.
Yeah. You would give me like $2 million, and then what?
I would give you a little bit of money, certainly. But the fact of the matter is that I wouldn't want to be in touch anymore. Why would I? I would live in a fucking fantasy world.
Yeah.
I would have a house in Boston. I'd have a house in fucking Vegas, in Italy. I would travel the world. I would do all sorts of awesome shit. All the stuff that
you
always wanted to do.
You wouldn't give a shit about anything. You would just, the only thing is you would potentially want more power, right?
I mean, I guess. But even so, like, I would do that, and you'd come up to me and be like, hey, did you hear that such and such happened? And I'd say, no, I'm too busy jaunting around the world. I'm too busy doing all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too busy living in my own world because I can. Why would you ever want to live in the real world if you were that rich? The real world sucks. If I had that much money, I would never visit the real world.
Amen.
I would be on my private plane, having fun, banging broads, drinking fucking awesome drinks. Like, it you know, eating fucking steak every night. Like, you would never see me. I mean, you might see me, but like...
But the average person would never see you.
You'd be like, oh, did you hear that fucking ISIS fucking beheaded some other dude? I'd be like, no, I don't care.
I'm fucking living it up.
I'm fucking, oh, I'm sorry. I was in Tuscany last week. I didn't hear because I don't care. So why would you ever think that anyone that is worth a shit ton of money would actually care?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. No, none of us would. You're crazy if you think you would. I love these people that are like, oh, yeah, no, money wouldn't change me. Fuck you. Of course money would change you. You might be nice. I'm not saying that you wouldn't, like, give to charity. Well,
the thing is, at what level would money change you?
I'm telling you. Well, I mean, if you start talking about the hundreds of millions, you're gone. I don't care who you are. You're changed. You are
like,
changed.
If you got a check for
$100,000. $100,000. Yeah.
Just $100,000, which is a shit ton of money to a lot of people.
It's a lot of money for you and me.
Yeah, no, we would, it's way more than we make in a year. Like, at what, does that change you? I feel like it wouldn't change either one of us. A check for $100,000, because I would feel like we would use it to pay off all of our debts and then just stash the rest away.
I would pay off my debt. I would, put some of it for a down payment on a house, and the rest of it would go in the bank.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe...
Here's what I would do.
I don't think I would change very much.
I feel like you wouldn't change either. I feel like we would each, allow ourselves one spoil. Perhaps a new car.
Yeah. I might buy myself a new car.
Like, we would just be like, well, maybe we'll do a down payment on a new car or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, down payment on a house, and then just tuck the rest away. Cause we would end up like, okay, let's just say, to make the math easy, let's just say it's tax free. We got $100,000 tax free.
Yeah.
So let's say we want to buy a new car, 20 grand, right?
Yeah.
Probably, like, at least 20 grand. Cause I know that I would probably go for like a Mustang.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Custom paint job, same as the color green of the bullet Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you go for, but it wouldn't be outrageous.
Right.
It wouldn't be like an $80,000 car, but it would be something nice. You know, and maybe we would do like a majority of the down payment and still have monthly installments. So let's say we spend 15 grand on that. So we're down to 85. Pay off all of our debts, which I'm saying, I don't know what your debts are, but let's say 25 to 30,000.
Sure.
Credit cards, loans, all that stuff. We'll say 25. Respectable figure on people.
Sure. Yeah.
So we're down to 60. So we want to do down payment on a house. That's probably what we're thinking. Another 20.
Yeah.
20 to make it decent, so the mortgage payment is outrageous. So that puts us down to 40, right? 40,000, if I'm doing my math right. That's still a decent chunk of change.
Yeah.
Assuming that's all tax free. But
right.
$40,000, when you think about it, it's not enough to live off of.
No.
It's you know, a year's salary for most people.
But I put that in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I would do?
Oh, take out a CD.
Yes. I was going to say, you know what I would do? I would divide it up. I would do a 6-month CD, a 12-month CD, 18-month CD.
Or maybe put a little in stocks or something like that. Some dividend paying stocks.
Maybe carve off 10 grand, put 10 grand into my 401k, put it into an index fund. And then you take 10 grand, you put in a 6-month CD in case of an emergency, you have that money there. You put another 10 grand in 12-month CD, put another 10 grand, 18-month CD. and then you rotate it. So when the 6 month CD is up, maybe you put in another 6 month CD.
Right.
Unless you think you might need the money. So then you carve out a little piece, you put the rest in a 6 month CD. Just keep alternating it. Because chances are, whatever savings you have now are sufficient to get you by most emergencies.
Right.
You know, God forbid something else happens. Hey. That's what a responsible person would do with $100,000.
Not everyone would, though.
Well, that's true. But most people, and most responsible people, would do that with $100,000. That doesn't change anybody. That makes you a little bit less stressed, is what that does. That doesn't change you as a person. That makes you less stressed about your future, is what that does.
Basically. I would breathe a sigh of relief.
Yes. If you were debt-free and you had $40,000 set aside to grow into other things and grow for your future, you would feel safe about that. That doesn't really change a person. That's like, this is fantastic. I have this money to save.
Great.
At what point does it become, I am a changed person? I think when you get into the tens of millions, it changes.
Yep.
I think that's what I'm going to say. Tens of millions, it changes a person.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
So. Well, how the fuck did we get from, we got from Seinfeld to tens of millions?
Yep.
I don't know. We probably could have gotten to an airing of grievances, but then we got in presidential candidates and whatever. This is going to be a great episode for people to listen to. They're going to learn so much.
They are going to learn.
They are going to learn so much. This is great podcast and great radio. If you didn't listen, you know, go fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
You go fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
All right. That's it for me. That's it for us. That's it for But You're Wrong. I almost said, that's it for me. Good night, everybody. That's what I was going for. That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bordello.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you find yourself making some good money, invest wisely. Otherwise, you could end up like Wesley Snipes.